Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Some news now from the Met Police in London. Two men aged 41 and 46 and a 35-year-old woman have been arrested in Essex on suspicion of spying for Russia. The Met say the trio were arrested at two separate addresses in Grays on suspicion of assisting a foreign intelligence service. They've been taken to a police station in London. The country, says the Met, to which the allegations relate is Russia. Are you guilty of recycling passwords? Maybe you use the same one for all of your social media and you might use it again for your email just by adding the number one at the end. And you might think that you're outwitting the hackers, but really, you're giving the criminals an open door to your accounts. Well, for more on this, I'm joined by Brian Honan, who's cybersecurity consultant with BH Consulting. Hello, Brian.
Morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm good. I was going to say we're all guilty of this. Not people like you, I'm sure, because you know too much about it. But when it comes to renewing or changing your password, you just change the number at the end and on you go. Not a clever thing to do.
Not a clever thing to do. Or what some people might try and do is add the name of the website they're accessing to the end as well. So again, not particularly clever, because most criminals or hackers are wise to that technique and we'll use that to guess your password to break into your email, your social media accounts or whatever accounts.
And how is that done, Brian? I mean, how are they figuring out the main part of your password if you're just changing digits at the end?
There's several ways to do it. Firstly is they hack into websites that you've already signed into or that you've registered with, and those websites may not have protected the passwords their users have given them properly. So when the criminals break in, they're able to access those passwords because they're stored in a clear file or an ordinary file, and then they can read those passwords. So they'll take that password. So if I break into a website, Claire, that you've signed up for, and I find your password, I will try and reuse that password for the common email platforms, the social media platforms, to see can I log in using your email and that password to get in. If that password doesn't work, I'll say maybe Claire is trying to be clever and adding the numbers or letters to the end, and I'll try and do that as well. Sometimes that would be a manual process by the hackers, but mostly it's automatic. They have programs that they will load up all the known passwords and variations and add combinations of numbers and letters to them and try and use them to break into the systems.
And what is the jackpot for them? Like, what are they trying to access?
Well, we do this regularly for our clients. So what we try and access, first of all, is email. Because email is often a treasure trove. If you think about your own personal email accounts, within them there may be emails that contain passwords for other systems already, or somebody has emailed you, has sent you an email saying, Claire, here's the password for such a website or such an account. So that's one way to do it. The other way that we try and get into email is that you can then go to other websites, and if you click the I forgot my password link, they'll prompt you for the email address. You put in the person's email address, that email, that reset password email then goes to the email account which the criminal has access to. They click on, they can then use that email to go in, change your password for the social media account or other accounts that you've just signed into and gain access that way.
And people might be familiar with, when you're on certain websites or you're using Google, they'll offer you the option of using their password, which they auto-generate, which is generally a very complicated one. Is that a good idea?
Yes and no. Like, the more complicated you make a password, the harder it is for criminals to guess, because typically when we're trying to guess a password, we'll use something associated with you. So something to do with your work or your hobbies or your family, date of births, anniversary dates. So there are very common ways for people to select passwords, and that's how criminals would try and guess and break into your passwords. And the advice we give as professionals is pick a long password, use uppercase and lowercase letters, mix that with some numbers, special characters, but make sure it doesn't represent a word in the dictionary, or and that's not easy to guess, but it's easy to remember, which is very contradictory advice, to be quite frank. I would recommend people think about a passphrase. Something that's easy to remember is long, and it's hard for a hacker to guess. So the Claire Byrne Show is great, is actually a very strong password because it's quite long and I can use uppercase and lowercase letters in that phrase.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easy for me to remember, but somebody else is not going to be able to guess that quite easily.
But you should only use that once, Brian, right? I shouldn't use that.
Correct.
That's the problem, yeah. Isn't it? That you have to remember so many things.
Yes. So, again, the standard recommendations would be don't write down your passwords. But, you know, in today's world, there are so many passwords you need to get into so many different systems that it can be quite challenging to remember everything. So I'll take a contradictory approach. And I often say, look, if you've got a notebook or something at home, you could write your passwords into that. Now, I wouldn't do this in a work environment because it's the more people could access your notebook in a work environment than at home. But for your own personal passwords, doing it at home is relatively safe because somebody has to break into your house to get access to your notebook to get those passwords. Or alternatively, and much better, is to take two other steps. One is to use what's called a password manager. So that's a piece of software that actually acts as a virtual safe that you can store all your passwords in. And so you just need one strong password, such as the one we mentioned earlier on. You can go into that and then you can retrieve the passwords for the different sites you have. There's another security step you can enable in your many email accounts and social media, etc., and that is to turn on what's called multi-factor authentication. So that's where when you log into the system for the first time or from a different device, you log in with your password. It then sends you either a text message to your phone with a code in it, or you can install an app on your phone that will display a code that you need to also enter into the site. So it's kind of like two steps, your mm-hmm. password and then this particular code. But I, as an attacker, I need access to your phone to get that second code as
right,
well. And
so
these are typically free as well.
That leaves you a lot better protected. Brian, thanks so much. Brian Honan there, cybersecurity consultant with BH Consulting. Now, we're going to cross live to London very shortly, where Barry Lenehan has been keeping an eye on the movements of Donald Trump.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.